little bit of Averman. That he is so of opinion that if you have a bottle, something to the karka. If you have a house, you have most of all opinion, it's only considered to be going there if you have a bottle. If you want to integrate it with the house itself, that's called bonus. If it's clear the subdivision is going to be removed, then it's not called bonus. And the clearer it is, the more obvious if you're going to pull it out, the less it runs you into the problem. That he is so of opinion that if you have a bottle, something to the karka. If you have a house, you have most of all opinion, it's only considered to be bonus if you have a bottle. Integrated with the house itself, that's called bonus. If it's clear the subdivision is going to be removed, then it's not called bonus. And the clearer it is, the more obvious if you're going to pull it out, the less it runs you into the problem of bonus. So, for example, if it's something which is going to be swept away, and on the ricer level, there is no din of bonus. It's one Aaron's dollars about salt. Ancient was the mitzvah. You can put salt there because you're going to sweep it away. It's not a d'oraisa. So I found a very nice source from a Gemara, not a Masechta Shabbos or an Erev, a Masechta Beitza. You learn Shabbos, an Erev, and a Beitza, so I get in. The Beitza Daf Lama, the famous Gemara, talks about sukkah. A sukkah. You're building a sukkah on it. Not to say the sukkah of sukkah, it's a sukkah which is used as a summer house. If you add certain things to the roof of the sukkah, if you have a bottle to the roof, you tend to leave it there forever, then bone is a rice. And if not, then not. And you learn that the Gemara Beitza, it doesn't say you nail it in, you put it on. You throw extra schach, we have schach on this for a week. But imagine you add some kind of a year-long kind of a construction. You throw stuff on top and leave it there forever. That'll be bone of the rice, even though it's not nailed in, it's not tied in, nothing. It's there, the clear impression of sugar that flam, face of that flam on the base, and bone of the rice. On this basis, wow. He says in his chapter on bone, sort of Ruby, explains it in the footnotes, but everything in the footnotes is written, refers back to what he says in the say it for itself. Following example, when I thought of it at first, I was very surprised. I assume he's right. Lama tests for levels. Stop. Quotes it for Beit Adaf Lama. On this basis, he passes an amazing shock. Let's say you have a rug. A rug. I'm going to put the rug down on Shabbos. For an indefinite period until now, let's say some people have a rug only in the winter, not in the summer. Well, they have the rug, they bought the rug on Friday, they get a chance to do it until Friday night. You put a rug down, you don't nail it, you don't tie it, put it there indefinitely. That he claims that this is the rice of bone. Basically, more based on flying other things. Wow. So we just didn't even do anything. What do you do? Put that a rug. No. Bone and the rice. I quoted you, just a page, the original, the page. 1,000, don't get excited, the pages can come. Okay. 1,018 on the column pages. He says, a vital aspect of the principle of most of the opinion of the concept known as bittul. A large area rug laid on the floor makes nullified to the house as soon as it is set down to remain there. You wouldn't use the word nullify, that's like a literal translation of bittul. I can't hardly something who's never heard of halacha. Nullify? What do you mean nullify? It means it's considered as if it were null compared to the house. It's considered it's integrated to the house. It doesn't mean nullify in the harvest, it's understand the word nullify. We know what it means. Talking yeshivish. It's batel. So use the word nullified. That's what he means. It's clear. It's clearly what he means. That's what he says. And he says daraisa. Wow. The entire concept is only applicable when an item becomes an integral part of the building. the next page, 1090, which will tie into what we spoke about yesterday. And the question was, the Chazanish said, if you have a kind of a hanging, you attach it to the wall for decorative purposes, it's also a daraisa, it's motzeh al abinyan. What's the Mishnah Berurah talk about? With vilons, what are you talking about? Daraisa, and he said, the Rashi didn't mean it, the whole business. He said, no. A chiddush, it's not obvious, but that's what he says on page 1019. To become nullified, an item must be a functional accessory to the structure. If an item retains its own separate function and importance, it does not become part of the building. For example, a large potted plant is not considered a fixture to a building and remains immobile for many months or years. Many poskim maintain, everyone but the Chazon Ish, that curtains, tapestries, window shades, or pictures on walls are not considered house fixtures for the same reason. Here's the Vart. He says, the reason why it's mutter, the Mishnah Berurah, and all those other poskim, because it's, although it may be there for a very long time, it's not considered to be bundled to the house. Not part of it. A carpet is part of the floor. You walk on the floor, you walk on the carpet. There's a bula, a bula. But a picture on the wall is separate. I don't care how long it's been there for 20 years. It's separate. It's interesting, smart. You know, he has every single thing, has so many footnotes. This paragraph, not a single footnote. Look at that side. Page 1019. All this is 10 lines. Yeah. Every line is not a footnote, not a footnote. They go 10 lines, no footnotes. Okay, well, it's a good, it's a good smart. That's what you're asking to say for Lambda Test for Lovers. He also, in the very same book, a few pages later, talks about what we ended this year with yesterday. And that was really what I wanted to talk about the plunger. Oh, the plunger. So, they use a plunger to something is stopped up. We mentioned yesterday that according to Shemir Shabbos is not a lahagel because we don't consider this stuff which is stuck in the pipes of the sink or toilet to be somewhat integrated, bottled to the pipes themselves. We pointed that yesterday. If you have mud which is stuck to dirt, that's going to be that's all one of the same thing. Maybe for stones as well, but mud on wood is not the one that runs there. It's also this junk which fell into the pipes and separate and distinct from the pipes themselves, and therefore it's not considered to be bottle, and therefore you can remove it with a plunger. That's what he says. That was the Shemir Shabbos as well. Rav Moshe is quoted over here as saying a different word. Derech Tashmisha, that's just what he talked about. It's a normal way, that's part of the function. That's part of the function. That's part of the function. Part of the function of a sink or a toilet gets stuffed up. You can call up the warehouse to come fix it, to come 6 weeks later, and that's called part of the function. That's what he calls from Moshe. Kale and Dalit, Simon Mem, Sivkot and Tess. He tries to find what's called Derech Tashmisha. Not so simple to find what's what. Not at all. The definition of Derech Tashmisha is either the accessory is removed or adjusted as part of its function, or is removed to be clean. That's called that doesn't sound like right to me. Sounds like something which is broken. That's what I thought. He himself realized that. So on the page 1027, he said no. The poskim law makra, Ravad and others, quoted by the Shemir Shabbos, the blockage of a toilet or sink represents a state of disrepair that is not substantially different from the clogged drain cited by the Talmud, example of the bona. All right, you can say that's a worst case to the bottle to the karka. Here it's not, but it's still broken. So it won't be the rice of the bona. See himself that he should be makra. Okay. Then, one more nakuda before I get to what I wanted. My main quotation of the same today is a different vardias, something very interesting. We were bothered by the Chazon Ish expression was, quote, If it's roughly, Lord, Rabbi Benoach Lassirin, Umimela Darko Lassirin. But, that's a quote. So I guess, but I have a picture on my wall, very easy to take off, push against it, it comes off, but it's not Darko Lassirin. So according to the Chazon Ish, the way I read it, should come also. So why did it take its foot? According to the Chazon Ish says, if it's loose, that's only because Umimela Darko Lassirin. But it's not Darko Lassirin, the picture's been there for 10 years. I saw he has something in Lamed Tes Malachos, footnote 192, his own song. I don't think it's Chachan Chazon Ish, maybe it means that Chachan, maybe. A different song. It's Phallus. Look at Chazon Ish, it's Shmir Shabbos. One of the Chazon Ish, it's Azim Tumit Talias at Tumunos Bakir, Moses of Alaminyan. The Epshim. The Gamma Kazanish, Lolo Shaykh, Moses, Alabinian, Al Kavua, Umukuber, Elder Kavua, Umukuber. Mashenke, Tlias, Atmun, Alamasmer, Shenoak, Ma'od, Lintlomishon, Havirak, Ba'anoko, Bialmo, the Lab Klum, Mitzadisabon. If I have a table, and I put a safe on the table, I'm going to leave it there forever and ever. I want the same as a memento, it's a present for safe to me. Put it there forever. I'm not going to touch it. That's not called boner. He said you hang something on a nail. It's been there for, that's like putting it on the table. It's garnished. Chazanish was discussing a tying of something on the wall, which wasn't just wrong tying or whatever. It's nothing. Interesting svar. Footnote 192. So now on both sides, we have to go into a more general idea. Again, I think also I must give credit to the same Lamed Tes Malachos for enlightening me. In footnote 31c, very important footnote. But if you should first see a Gemara, and I this Gemara should have been under the Maamar Kamos, Kuf Beis and the Beis. There are some Gemaras on that back, but this one I don't think is on. Should have been. Apparently the lowest level, the one on the ground, you want it, which is going to be flat, so then build on top of it, a foundation. And that was not, they didn't put any mortar necessarily, they didn't put any, anything to stick it in with a mud or whatever else they used to use to stick it with the next level, they didn't do it. That was the normal, just leave it as well. And leave it that way. Meisve. Echanos, Esa Eben, Echanos, Esa Tid, Anos, Esa Tid, Kai. You have to be the one to put the adhesive in effect. But now, the loss is evidence. Father says Rashi. Answer the Gemara. Tlosa binyani av. Tata mitziya me'elo. Tata boi tzludi. Ve'afro. Mitziya boi namitino. Iloi ba'anofa bi'am. I'm not expert in construction. What the Gemara is saying is, Rashi elaborates. The lowest level, which is the foundation, just put it there flat. That's it. You put it there flat, that's already considered to be bone. The middle one, what do you have to do? It means all the middle levels. Everything above the lower level, to the top level, Rashi explains. Shimini Asoto, Shuril Yona, Boy Nami, Tina Matsiru. You gotta actually have a brick building, you know. You have bricks and mortar. You have to put bricks, fall apart like anything. You have to stick them all together. You see brick buildings. Between every brick, they put in the stuff to which it adheres one to the other. Without that, it's garnished. The top level, Ba'anocha B'yalmo. Top level, you don't put anything above it, you just put it down. What's the soul of this whole Gemara? What's the principle, the basic premise of this whole Gemara? Binyan is Kederech Binyon. That's the soul. You have to build in a normal fashion. You build in a normal fashion, you're chayim. you build in a fashion which is not considered to be normal, you're not doing it the way it has to be done, you're not tight. So this din, which we'll call what's called a binyan shel kayama effect, depends upon the type of construction. If you didn't put the connection in all the middle levels of the building, you'd be putter. But at the bottom, the top level, you don't need any connections. Says the Lavatas Malachis, the same thing which is true of the type of construction is also true of the duration. How long must it last? You may recall, we had a while ago, a Prima Gadim who said, and Shin Tetzvav, H. Lagram Aleph, 8 or 9 days is already considered Bona Midoraisa by an oath. No less, 8 or 9 days, it's already a Shalom Midoraisa. So what'll happen? I'll put up bricks. I won't put in the mortar and all this stuff. And I'll tell you, it'll last even 10 days. Guaranteed. 10 days. I'll put it in a place there's no wind. Everything's flat. And you'll see, it'll last for 10 days. Islamic as Malachas, you would not be kind to the rice. Even if your Mazonim is right with respect to this, it's all of the 8 or 9 days. So it depends upon the construction. Various kinds of aholim are built for different, 8 or 9 days, really a lot. Rabosa, the Yisod, we said in the Rajba. He doesn't call this Rajba. It was our Yisod. Where's the source in Rishonim for Miskayin as the general principle in Lama Tesvulah? We only found one source, a Rajba. And the Rilov recorded by Kosei. People normally write Sifrei Zechronos. Doesn't have to be forever. As long as people, I write a pen. It's going to be forever? Nothing's forever. It's going to last as long as people normally make things last for. That's the criterion. The same thing that Rashi said in the Halacha quoted for Kosim is true for Bona. For all Malachas, that will depend upon different things, different types of construction. So he doesn't quote that, but that Rashi, that's what it really is all about. So with this, the answer to the problem which is bothering me from the beginning when we started Bona, the very first day, the first year, last Friday. We saw a distinction between Mechitza and Gat. What's the difference between Mechitza and Gat? We never gave an explanation. Kachazeh. According to Rambam, there is no distinction. But according to Rashi, with Tosis, the Gat is Asur, all Aroi, it's Asur. But the Mechitza Aroi, either Kotoli or with Zamadim, is Muslim. What's the difference? What is the difference? I really didn't know. So Baruch Hashem, he made reference to the Elta Zeta with Neyeshua. With Neyeshua asked this question. Not here in Amasepta. In the Sefer Sukkah. Has died in the base. He quotes. He wants to know why Lo Gazu B'Yisra Rasiyas Mechitza Royes. And then he's like, Gaga Roy, what's the difference? Says the Neyeshua, Binyan and his Oven. What's the difference? Binyan means Binyan Kavua. Shemiskayim Leomi Rabbin. What Binyan means? Oh well, compared to Binyan, is temporary. Nonetheless, if you make an Oel in a normal fashion, the last in a normal fashion, the Tolda Bona and Yachai. Therefore, one. Since Ohel, by its very nature, is frequently made to be not so permanent, so Chazal said, even an Ohel Aroi Legamri is not so different than the real old Araisa. So they asked it. But Binyan and Mechitza, you don't make Mechitzas for a day on normal. You make Mechitzas in a very long time. You build buildings. Normally a Binyan is indefinite. Only forever. So therefore, a Mechitza Arroyas is dissimilar enough from a Binyan Keva. The Chazal felt no need to make it there. Shah. Ne'oshu. shem mechitz that derech ha'asosim kavua shemizkayim yamim rabim. So therefore, they said priest sadinim is mutter. Ain't there a binyan b'kach? It's further removed from the binyan d'oraisa. Beautiful. Ah! Ayin shem l'shon ha'azov. Was it there, sure? I must confess, though, when I, this is Gavaldi. Again, I said to you, 31C. This is a simple explanation. Here we go. This is page 1009. That's the footnote 31 he goes on. Unfortunately, when you get to the Din of All Aroi many pages later, page 1064, it's a different version. Sages imposed greater restrictions on the making of a temporary oil than they did on the making of a temporary machitza because an oil shelter was more similar to a permanent structure. That, yes, that's what Tanei Shua meant. But then he says that even a simple roof or canopy cannot be erected without a firm base or foundation of some kind on the ground. It naturally bears a stronger resemblance to the permanent installation. Whoa. A different one. Here he's saying that the Oel Aroi is stronger than the Mechitz Aroi. It's a different book. Early book of Tanei Yeshua, to the contrary, the Oel Aroi and Mechitz Aroi are the same weakness or strength, call it you wish. But one is more comparable to the Oraisa, named the Oel, because the Oel is often made for 8-9 days of Gemara, as the three begotten said. Whereas Binyan and Kavua usually made it for years, decades, centuries. So, it's a little bit of a different theology of China. Not as satisfying. Okay. Fine. We'll come back to the Kishem to discuss other problems of the Sefer Lamed Hasbalavas, which are based on this. So, let's now turn our attention to the sugya of binyan b'keilim. So, unfortunately, the sugya is over in three words: ein binyan b'keilim. So, easy. Go, ein binyan b'keilim. The first gemara, kuf kaf beis on the beis. We're not going to talk about. Not only that, ein binyan b'keilim and ein steer b'keilim. Sound good? Finish the Furusha Gemara. What's it say? That's it. The Gemara has here, in the context of making Delis, or Teva, etc., an opening of a box, a door of a box. It's still an Issa Gzemesh and a Yitka. What could be bad? Still open your cave. Says Rashi. Gzemesh and a Yitka, Bechoska, Besaka, Beisedos. Bahavle Gemar Malocha, the Chayim Mishav Makim Bepatish. Woo. Makim Bepatish is the next Malocha Rabbosa. Well, I don't have Makim Bepatish yet. But Rashi feels compelled to introduce Makim Bepatish because otherwise it makes no sense. What means there is Shem Yitka? So Yitka has a bone, ain't been in Mikaelin. Well, maybe the Zuzuki has also not been in Mikaelin. What are you going around in circles? Must be Makim Bepatish. That's what Rashi says. Anybody disagree? Yeah. No question. Kuf Beis of the Beis. Do a quick look. Kuf Beis of the Beis of Osai. See what it says there. Kuf Beis of the Beis. negev alubish the lul shul kind of golem. Rav Hamishim bonash shmul min makam apadish. Whoa! The Rav clearly argued that yourself. Rav clearly holds yesh binyan b'kalim. No doubt about it. No question. Rashi knew this. As a matter of fact, this is how the Sefer Binyan Shabbos, the Sefer, explains another Rashi, which seems to go against all the other Rashi. Because the Rashi is consistent. We just read it on Kuf Kof Beis, and has it on the Ayin Dalet, on Ben Zayin, and the Beis Yud Aleph. Always says no Binyan B'Kalim whatsoever. You look at the Kuf Lamed Ches and the Beis, strange. Look at the Kuf Lamed Ches and the Beis, the Rashi goes against all the others. The Gemara has the last few narrow lines. Kufa b'chesmei beis kira shenishu to achas mirei oseo buta l'taltla shdayim osim rav amar afilu kadnami osim zera shemi yitka zok Rashi. How's Rashi explain? Shema yitka shema chagolo aregel yitkena b'chol kavei bona. Woo! It's the same Rashi keeps saying b'smak of a padish. Why is something bona? What's the answer? Who's speaking over here? Maybe the guitarist. Who's speaking it? Who's the Balabala member? Who? Rav! Rashi's 16 steps ahead of all of us. According to Rav, Rav also said there is Binyan B'Kalim. But this member is Rav. So Rashi says Bishop Bona. All the other members, either anonymous or some other boy, they're going to be passing against Rav. So Rashi keeps saying, Makam and Patish. Fine. You learn Makab Patish. I'll just mention it now. That goes Mordechai, Perek Abone, says that even Rab agrees, ain't been in the Kale. How can that be? Rab just said Mishambone, Chai Mishambone. No. He's only arguing with Shmuel. Shmuel said, "I'm not going to punish." Rav said, "No, it's not not going to punish. If anything, it would be bonus, but it's not that either. They made it became. Talk about a shot. They throw me out for that shot. But it's an agos Mordechai Perek Abon. Tosis and the Ran disagree with Rashi. Clearly, disagree. Let's first turn to the Ran, and then we'll see Tosis. Keep your opinion. I'd rather first see the Ran. Better that way, logically. So the FTC, the Ran, see the Tosfos agree, disagree. The Ran is very clear. The Ran is going from the Ramban. Very big is so. the nimtzak shemachzir also kli b'tchila, and therefore that involve also the part of menorah shalchulia shem and people that inspired the gam maybe yachzirena also kli b'shabbes, presumably the tumah ma'isa uman. What's the pshat? If it's so full, it fell apart so much, they require an uman, an artist, and a specialist to pay him money. Kind of put it together, means it was bundled again. It was nothing. It was ice clean. Now you're making it all over again. That's the lumpus of that. Okay. Good evening, Rambam. The posters are here on our same top. Kufay says something which is similar but not identical. Take a look at those Kufays and the days. They also agree with the Ran against Rashi that they can be cases and vinyan b'kelim, but they don't use the same word. It's a different vocabulary. What is Tosfos saying? Afkav kamele vinyan b'kelim omeri and the daft of Achzaris but they treason of the menorah shel chulius avol vinyan gomor michayev b'kelim k'mo b'karek vidi shel tarsim tok achayev chatis mazut nei menorah chayev chatis keren agula. So forgive me, what's the bar? Here's the bar. We ain't chilum ben kelim the karak el the bar she ain't chizuk b'umnus the bekli lo koshiv binyan u the karak koshiv binyan. Wow. A different criteria. Do you need chizuk b'umnus? But the Ran also mentioned the word uman. In the secondary level. But the point of the Tosfos seems to be the primary level. That's it. The distinction is chizuk umnus. If you require chizuk umnus, you'd be chayev on binyan, not only binyan kelim, but binyan bir kelim, the pashas. Nafkamina. You need nafkamina, possibly. What'll happen if you have a kli and you add something to it? The chizuk voluminous. According to the Ranya Potter, ain't binyan be kalim. Never fell apart. You add something. Someone has its candlesticks. It's kind of elaborate. They have two children, but they have now four candles. And they're blessed with another child. They have to go to the expert, the silversmith, or who knows what, to add another piece. They want a lot of fifth candle. Piece of hopeless money. Oh, But it's been in big halo. They're going to the Ryan B. Pop. They're going to Tyson. Okay? Wow. Same with Binion Thompson. He also points out, he'll say, what's the difference between Rashi and Tarsus? Chayev is Chayev is Chayev, and Afkamina. But bone and Makam, we're giving Hasrol Salida, we're giving out Sila. What's the difference for us? It's bone and Makam, it's a very beautiful difference. What if you undo it? There's a malacha, which is the opposite of bone, it's called Salsa. There's no malacha, the opposite of Makam, it's he suggests, according to Shidas Rashi, it's Makam the Padish is not the Noisir of Stira. That's what Rashi says in Kuf Mem Vav. We're going to be getting that. But just to get our overview is, if it's us Binyan B'Kalim, that's this. Then it's us Makam the Padish, the next topic, it's all over the place, Makam the Padish, we'll have to Sefta. And then we have to first begin one of the most important parts of the Lima B'Nesama, which is the Mishnah Kuf Mem Vav, but Shvira Skavi is Mustaki, the opening can't the Shabbat, the whole business. And there Rashi says, in two words, why is it put to open up a barrel, something I don't want to the details, break a barrel on Shabbos? Because he's a mekalkel, and it's always a mekalkel on the Shabbos. That's what we know. It's mekalkel on us, something to pull in, or food. No, that's not Rashi means. Rashi means there's no such malacha as the opposite of makam and patish. Ain't binyan b'kelim, ain't stir b'kelim at all. It's makam and patish. The flip side of makam and patish is nothing. That's what Rashi means. It's very important to know it's a bone or makam and patish. What about the undoing of it? It'll be bone, we call it soul. It's makam and patish, we call it nothing. Head and muslim. rush? What's the rush of sheep? The rush, right over here in the Tosfos, the rush of Kuvayz and the base of the foolish like Tosfos. Not surprising. The rush almost always follows Tosfos sheep. And Alan just takes away Tosfos the rush, which is a recent discovery. The rush in its Piskei rush in Erevin. Exactly the same thing in Perek Gimel Siman Hei. Did the Yosef same as Tosfos Kuvayz on the base? Nonetheless, Perek Abon. Nonetheless, in Perek Kol HaKelim, this is Kuf Beis Lepay. In Perek Kol HaKelim, Kuf Kof Beis Lepay, so the Tzuka Maras, as you can see, the Rosh quotes these, the Shem Yitka, Zav the Rosh, this full word, Shem Yitka, huh? U'michayim Mishum Makim and Patish. Page 352, about the 10th line. Wait a second. Wait a minute. We understand why Rashi said knock of the potash, we understand very well. Because Rashi had held the Amen Yibakalim cloud. But Tosfos doesn't hold that way. Tosfos hold, there is Ben Yibakalim. So why must the Russians hold in the Valley of Tosfos say, Zay Rishamayit, Semayit, Rishamak of the potash? Say like the Ran said. The Ran said, we shouldn't go there. The foolish, the Ran, the Ramban, the Ran, they all got hope in the Rashi, they all got the same Aleph. Why is the Rosh going back to the Kaddish? We understand why Rashi is back to the Kaddish. The Ran said, Bishop Bona, the Rosh should be on the Ran side, not on Rashi's side. That's the catch. So if you look here in the Gemara of Zeh Vashem Yivka, what are we talking about? What's the case? You mentioned it before. What's the case? Deles shel teva. You know, they have, I'll give you an example. You have to sell a bread box. They exist anymore? No. Don't exist anymore. Pantry, yeah. But that should be detached. In a bread box, you open it up, you put it in the bread, it's a fresh, no problem. What do we have which is like that? What do we have which is a box? You have a door attached, you open it and close it. No, we have it in the kitchen anymore, nothing. It doesn't exist anymore. Shabonah. And the question becomes, Shabonah, when the Ramban would set it holding to do that. I start off like the Ran. But if it's not a Kli at all, you make a Kli out of scratch. Here it was a Kli. So the same opinion Shabbos suggests that the Ramban sort of changed his mind. At the end, he's more those of the end, he's more like the Rosh Tosin. This being the case, Rav Osaki, you can argue as follows. And what Rav Moshe really says, the Shabbos elaborates, that according to Tosis, there is we pass in the sphere of the Caleb. No Tosis about the Pusik, you could remember. When? If it's made with Chizuk and Umnus, made with Chizuk and Umnus in a positive sense, is called Boneh. You unmake it, it's called Selsim. But according to the Ran, that the only time is a yesh binyan, it's not binyan big kalim, but it's binyan kalim, we start with nothing. So then it's possible the smara, or Moshe writes that the grown may mean it, she needs out, that it's only the positive. From nothing, you make something, that's called bone kli, osa kli, not big kalim, but kalim. But to undo that, that's called stira big kalim. You start off with a kli. So that undoing it would not necessarily be an issue. Fascinating. Rav Osa, we've summarized so far, this is the opening to the sugya of Kalim, is that according to Rashi has never been in the Kalim. Except according to Rav, you don't pass like Rav. According to the other Rishon, there is been in the Kalim, but it's not exactly clear how. The Ran can be say most forcefully, if you start with nothing and end with a Kli, that's called binyan Kalim. Perhaps that's true, if you undid it, you would not be kind. Stira big kalim. Tosis seems to have a different mouth. They say it's a matter of chizuk v'umnus. Chizuk v'umnus is considered enough to be mechayev you b'shum boneh, presumably b'shum soser as well. However, we now understand why the Rosh himself holds like Tosis. Nonetheless, understood Shema Yitka by Deles to be Makav Epatish. Why? Because it was the shame Kli wasn't Batel. Now, of course, the slight problem, the Ramban says it is Shema Yitkat Mishambona. Here's what's going to get a little bit tricky. Because this really should depend upon the two svaris which we gave. Namely, if you hold like the Ran, that is only binyan kalim, not big kalim, so Delis, when the door falls off, it's still called a kli, so it's ain't binyan big kalim. If you hold like the Rosh is called like Tosa Shita, that's nothing to do with kalim or big kalim. Rather, it's a matter of chizik v'umnus, so I can imagine a case where you require chizik v'umnus to reattach the delas to the teva. So why is Shem Yitzchak only mishum makav patish? Why the Rosh himself say makav patish? Why didn't he say bone in the case of chizik v'umnus? That's the problem. I don't have a good solution to that problem. I repeat again. We said he is sold. The reason why the Rosh himself, despite the fact that he holds lactosis, that is binyan b'kalim, when it comes to delas, he said, Shema Yitkam is Makav Patish. Why? With the Ran, it's Miyusha B'tuf Tam. Because if the door falls off of the bread box, it's still considered a Kli. And therefore, it would be considered Binyan B'Kalim, which is Patim. Not Binyan Kalim. If you hold like the Rosh himself, he's saying in the Tosas, the Rosh on Kuv Beis. The Chizuk V'umnus criterion doesn't discuss so much about, I don't think he mentions at all, about the Ran Svar, about Binyan Big Kalim versus Kalim. If that's the case, we could find a situation by Bdelis Shel Teva, where you require Chizik V'umnus, which would be considered to be Bonem. So why did he say Mishum Makom HaParish? That's a problem which I don't have a good answer to. Do you? If you do, you get a prize. I'm not sure what the answer is. If you're looking to say the Binyan Shabbos, he talks about this issue in general terms. I don't know if he asked this kasha so clearly. Okay. The Rambam. In Perek Chavez. Well, let's start. Can you pass me the Rambam, please? I think it's on my... Somewhere there. Oh, thank you. The Rambam, let's start with Perek Yud first. The Rambam in Perek Yud. Very important Rambam. Hamach atokea eitz be'eitz. Bein shetoka be'masmer, bein shetoka be'eitz atzmo. Achenis ached. However, it told us bona v'chayim. Clearly, the Rambam is against Rashi. The Rambam holds it could be binyan b'kelim, eitz be'eitz. Whether you nail it in or just stick it in into a hole. If it's tokea, if it's very tight, that's the Rambam. That's what the Magen Mishnah explains. Yes, this is like the Ran. Ein binyan. Oh, hold on a second. Slowly. Let me read again. One minute. Beis, Halacha Chaf Hei. Hatokea Chayev Mishim Bona. Leficha, Kolad Losa Samachu Boros the Karka, Lo Not. Beis, Halacha Chaf Hei. Hatokea Chayev Mishem Bona. Lefichach, Cholat Losa Samachu Boros the Karka, Lo Noten Losa Lo Machzir and Zer Shem Yitka. Avol Deles Shida Teva Migdol, Ushad Losa Zakelim, Notlin Vilo Machzirin. So there's an obvious question over here. Rambam himself wrote in Perek Yud that the Tokea is Chayav by Delas Metatlin as well. So why is he just divide over here in the Perek Beit Alach Chafei? He says, if it's Mechuber, don't touch it. Why? Gzer Shem Yitka. If it's Teva, so then there's no such Gzer. Why no Gzer? He himself said in Perek Yud that Tokea by a Dover Tolish, a Kli, is Chayev Mishum Toldos Bona V'Chayev. What's going on over here? Why, if he says that Tokea is the Doraisa with respect to a Kli, something movable in Perek Yud, Alocha Yud Gimel, so why should the same Gzer which he has in Chav Beis Chav Hei concerning Mechubal Akaka apply to Metatalin as well? There's a very, very famous and important Evan HaOzel, which is really an introduction to this whole discussion. The Perek Yud. He says, what is Bona? What exactly is Bona? So the Rambam says, that Bona is putting things together. Bein toka b'maser, bein toka b'etzbeis, atu atchen is achid, hareza told us Bona. Megabein, make cheese, Gemara says, it's told us Bona. You take separate items and put them together, it's considered to be in the category of Bona. The Rambam in Perek Zayin, where he's discussing sort of generalities before we get to the Malachas, talking about Ovis and Toldos. Megabin is a Toldo of Bona. Why? Shekol ha-mekabetz chelek el chelek v'dibek ha-kol ad she'yosu guf echad ha-rezadom ha-lebinyin. Okay, Rabbi Osai? This is a Toldo of Binyin. This Rav Ossi applies even to Kalim. Jesus, I'm a chubal akaka. If I make a delas, I move it, I attach a delas to some kind of a teva, it would be bone. This is told us. What's the av? What's the Av Malacha? The Av Malacha, presumably, is Karka. As we saw yesterday, if you are Mashve Pnei Karka, you take dirt and put it into a hole, or you know, smooth it out, etc. That's the Av Malacha. It's only by Karka. Now, I want to show you a Tosfos on Ayin Dalid Omud Beis.
Ayin Dalet Amud Beis. Chavita Pirish Rashi Mishem Bona Lo Mechayev Dein Binyan Bekelim Veinira Tadaka B'mach Zemita Menorah Shal Chulius Armina Dein Binyan Bekelim Abak She'osa L'garmei Kol HaKli Mechayev Mishem Bona. This sounds like the what we call the Ran, right? As opposed to what we called before Tosis himself. That's what gets a little bit unclear, because it's the same, but the same Bala Tosis, presumably. What's that? Wait a second. You started from scratch. You ever been like glass blowing? Been in Corning, New York? They blow glass. They have this, you know, stuff. They blow and it makes it into a beautiful glass. Ooh, a vase. All kinds of stuff. Made blowing glass. Frank Tyson, why is the Chai Mishim Bona? He had nothing. It's raw material. They made it into glass. Says the Ivan Ozel. And I asked you to look in the Chiddushim of Rav Moshe Horowitz, who I think is the same thing. The Binyan Shabbos quotes it. The Kitzur Nimritz. No, the only time you're going to be chayav is if you are mekabetz chelek el chelek. If you mekabetz chelek el chelek, it's a tolda of bone. Why? What do they do in the Mishkan? In the Mishkan, they created a Mishkan. Huh. So what was it? It had two characteristics. One, it was b'chubal l'karka, and number two, it was a prefab, mechaber chelik l'chelik. So now, either if what you do shares either one of these characteristics, it's asim and atorim. So if you do something to fix up the ground, something which is connected to the ground or the ground itself, that's considered to be bona. Even if you're not connecting two things to one another. Such as we spoke about yesterday, smoothing out the surface. But the other characteristic of the Av Malach Avona is putting things together. Look, we just read Malach HaZamishkin, open a Chumash. So if you put things together, it's also a Tolad Avona. But if you take some material, which is used for making glasses, and you blow through it, it becomes a glass to drink from. So it's neither nor. It's not Karka. And it's not Hakovas Chalokim B'Chelek Al Chelek, so it's not bone at all. It has neither characteristics. It's only Chayav Mishum Makeh B'Patish. Now I just want to mention for the next 2 minutes. I have to come back with a few things later, but I must give you an introduction for tomorrow, because you have to be prepared for tomorrow's shiur. Very important. That's a sugya daf mem zayin. Let's give you a very brief introduction to the sugya. To see that the Mar Makomas understand this is really such an important sugya. Mem zayin, maybe the most important. It's hard to say what's the most important, but this is certainly very important. It's really up there. On the mem zayin and aleph. The Gemara says, Mita shel Tarsiyim. Can you put it together on Shabbos? Who are these Tarsiyim? So Rashi says, Tzorfa nechoshes, Hocha me'il le'ilim lachtan, V'nosin imon mito shel prokim. They have, you know, prefab beds. They put together and they're taken apart. Says the Gemara, Shaper dummy? Chayav chatas. Think much was a potter of a lusser. In the case of Marza Kona Menorah Chayev, Kona Sayodin It's Pater. What's Kanasha Sayadin? Interesting, guys. They had painters, or plasterers, and they wanted a plaster in the very top, 10 feet tall. They extended the 10 foot high stick. Then they wanted a plaster at the 5 foot level. So they took out the piece and they put it right opposite them. If it's, the thing is so tall, you can't do it right opposite you. So they would put the connected and disconnected. Pater. So the Gemara says, in the last line, there's a case of lo yachzir im hechzir poter aval aser, lo yitka, this is on the base, bimtoka chayav chatas, rashvag omer, im haya rafui mutter. It's a major question. Are there three levels here or two levels? The simple read of the Gemara is at three levels. There's chayav, there's poter, and there's mutter. Mutter is what? Roughly. Roughly means loose. Loose. Tight is chayev. Why are you chayev? Because you put it together in a very tight fashion. That's the Rambam's mekabetz chalokim v'dipek akol asher yasuk lefechot. We have to see tomorrow how do we define all these terms. And one more very important thought question. Didn't we learn a yisod that if something is made only temporarily, that it's not chayev, that it's pater or maybe even mutter? Well, didn't these tarsiim who went from place to place to place only put the bed together on a very temporary basis? They went to the next place, so why is it chayev? That's a very, very important question. And how you answer that question has tremendous ramifications for our day-to-day life every single Shabbos. So, Bishop, tomorrow we'll begin discussing this topic.
Shabbos had a rush in the
Masechet Eruvin, which led him to the conclusion that the Rosh holds more like what we'll call it the Ran. The Ran doesn't have the Ramban's last point. The Ran is the original point of the Ramban. The lush of the Rosh and Eruvin, Perikimel Siman Hay, in fact, was Rak Sha'osa Kolakli Otikun Gabor. So that's the lush of the Rosh. So the Shabbos preferred to understand the Rosh to be like the Ran. Why do you prefer that? So then we understand by Delis, the Delis of the table falls off. That's not a bit of shame clean. And therefore, if we understand why the Rosh said, that's how it worked out in his presentation. But we got stuck yesterday. We got stuck because we looked at the Tosafot Rosh. Tosafot Rosh here in the Sefer Shabbos, where he didn't have it. Look at on the Kufayz, right, the exact lashon of the Baal Yatos, the Chizuk and Umnus. And in the country, the Rosh is even, I would say, it's even more clear that the Chizuk and Umnus with Tosafot says a little bit of both. And Tosafot earlier says also both. I didn't look at the Tosafot Rosh back earlier. Where he spoke about a lashon which was less focused on chizuk u'umnus and more a question of whether it was a kli to begin with. Ayin dal and reis, chavita. So yeah, what tells the rush there? He'll open up. What did he say? Ayin dal and reis. You get to wonder, are these? If assuming the two different opinions, we couldn't really reconcile ayin dal with kuf beis. No, there's no answer. No. Now, I wanted to point out to you that those would be things which I had a little bit unclear yesterday. I don't have any clear conclusions even today, but I want to present it more clearly. Then, one more nekuda before we go to the Sugya Bitur Shel Tarsiyim, let's take a quick glance at a Mishnah. The Mishnah of all places, Kuf Nun Aleph Amud Beis. Kuf Nun Aleph Amud Beis, the Mishnah says, in a completely different context, on both sides. Who asked the question? Levi bar Shmuel Ashkenazim l'Rav Abba v'Rav Buna v'Archia d'Avikaimer Apista v'Bei Rav Buna. Amlu Mal Ach the Minchot Tarsiyim v'Shabbos. Amlu Shapardam. Also the Kamei the Rav Yudam Ahosh Rav Shmuel Namitavaya Amar the Minchot Tarsiyim v'Shabbos Hayav Hadas. They're so far off. The Pshuta. They're going from Buta to Chayav. This is a different shot. So they're off. They say Amar the Kana. Name in Nora the Shabbos, Chayav Chatas. What does that mean? Read the Rashi. What are the facts over here? Rashi, the name in Nora. The Yotan Yemena Konim Leneiros Harbe, Vinotan Yemena Vishatatzorach Machzir and Osof. You give me Pshat. I gave you Pshat, you know, I was told about this candelabra, that there's many candles, you know, sometimes the person lights, you know, it's you're in a, for argument's sake, you're in a, they have a, hospitality house, and they have guests coming every Shabbos to stay there, and they want to make people feel comfortable, and they should light the right amount of candles for people in their families, so many, many places, they light for the children, so they're different families, different sizes. So one other young couple, and they have no children, and then how is she going to feel? Maybe she's married for 5 years and has no children, and she has to have a candelabra with who knows, it's five candles, and all of her friends are lighting five candles, she's never going to light two candles, she's going to feel bad. So they take it to Friday, they even before they know it's coming. So they take off the off those three things, and they give her only two. Okay. Yeah. And we have you in the guest house, the Moshe. We're talking about a very important institution, the guest house. So they have, you know, this some who's got two beds, some who's got four beds, and the people do the right job. They move people around. Some say she has too many beds, too few beds. That's how I understood this sugya of Kinesh. Shamanora, they take it, some in, some out. That's how I understood it. Based upon Rashi. Again, Kane Menora, Shayotin, the man of Kanan, the name is Harbe. Right? There are different Kanan, you know, if you look at them in the Menorah, the Mishkan, there are different Kanan. Right? There were seven different Kanan, the Shivat Ne'a Menorah. So, the Nolten, the Mena, they take some of the Kanan away. Shaz and Sarah Manzirin also. I got an impression, maybe I'm completely wrong, we'll see soon, maybe I'll be wrong, that they were taking in and putting out. And even when they took out a kana, one kana from the menorah, the menorah was still in business. That's why I understand. Am I completely freaked out? Do you understand how I do? I understood that way. They had different kana, and they, if there were five kana, I took out three, or even two. It's also usual for two. I want to right now. Is that how you learn, or you learn a different kana? I want to know. Raise your hand. Get a different shot. Raise your hand now. You'll get a prize. Raise your hand. Get a different shot. You also learned. Many was you were influenced by the way I tipped my hand already yesterday. Okay, that's why I learned shot. Okay. Good. So it says Mazik Kenei Menorah the Shabbos Chayafat Kenei Sayodin Lo Yarze Vimherze Potter. Father Rabbalas, Rashi explained, Sayodin Atochen, the Mulafim, Abayas, the Sid, Plasterers, Yesem Kodesh of Progim. They have these poles, I guess you call them, made from different parts. But no Sid Matos Verosha, the Sharon, the Sid Amatoh, I'm up with you. The Tachas Abayas, the last, the top one, Plasterers. Shutachma the Matah, you want a plaster instead of 10 feet high, 4 feet high, the Epsilon, a little Kodesh of Kodesh. You can use a 10 foot, what do you say, about 10 feet away from the wall? You have to be right near the wall. So you remove a 5 foot piece, instead of being at the 9 feet high, now 4 feet high. Have a portion. Right? Shuhola Kumakbiya, both of Kona Kona, Maricho. I have another 2 foot piece. You have to know as high as I go, it's a very high ceiling these days. As high as I go, I want to go higher and higher and higher. Right? Higher and higher. So you keep adding more poles, to get higher and higher. You want to go down, so you go lower. Huh? Right, Mr. Chat. That's Potter Avalos. Rav Simoy Omer, Karen Agula Chayav, Karen Pshuta Potter. Rashi. Karen, oh excuse me, Potter, Karen Potter, Rashi Potter, and Shane Zagamro, Shere Tzorach, Lavzal, Lepharko, Tavid. Why can't I show Sayodim, are you Potter? But you're going to keep adjusting it. Taller and shorter and taller and shorter. See a Potter. Karen Agula, the Karen Pshuta, Shnei Amin Kli Zemer, who also the Kovim Kid Kavara, Umatatmem Khalilim, flute like instrument. Umotzian Kolos Arbe, maybe it's low different pole. I don't know exactly how it works. So on the bottom goes up and down, you know, if you bagpipe kind of thing. I don't know, whatever it is, you blow in and it goes up. But you have more cut of that, the higher sound, the lower sound, the vice versa. Whatever it is, you're putting in various Karen Agula of Shuta. What's the difference of the Arabos? The Rashi explained. Karen Agula's nice umanu, the sorrow of the co-op and the cog of the cose, Bahavia Malocha. Karen Poshut, Mahniso Bereva, the dark on the park of Tumit, Upotter. The Rashi said two different things here, Abosa. Maisa Uman, right? And Tokea Bakozak on one hand. So I would have said, what's the other part of that? Maisa Hedger and Tokea Bereva. And that's what I would have said. So what does he say? Machus Bereva, the dark on the park of Tumit Upotter. Wait a minute. He threw in a new consideration. Dark on the park of Tumit. What about in the Reisha? You should have said, ain't dark on the park of Tumit. Didn't say it. What's Pshat? What's the reality in the Reisha? This is a critical question, Rabos. How'd you learn? What's the reality in the Reisha? Is it dark on the park of Tumit or ain't dark on the park of Tumit? Let's take a vote. A vote. Who learned? It's dark on the park of Tumit. Who learns? It's ain't dark on the park of Tumit. Oh, Hashem. A lot of modest individuals. The ability is overwhelming. Okay, I'm not blaming you for not taking a stand. I mean, think about it. Okay. This is a critical question. This is a critical, critical question. What's shot? Rashi is a bit ambiguous. So now you saw the Rashi. How do you learn now? Now you're looking at the Rashi, you're dying on the word. Look at the contrast. Come on, Rabosa. Again. Karen Agula, Mais Umanu, Vitzor, with Korban and Korban, Bechol, Tavim, with Malacha. Okay? The Karen Poshut, Machnis, the Bereva, with Dark, on the Park, on top of the Park. Nope. What's the narration? Nothing to say. Rashi just left us sort of a little. So we put the keyword? Unclear. Okay. Katani Mias, the name in Nora the Chayav, who are then the Mita Shantarsiyim. Whoa! So we have to now figure out what do these two have in common on both sides. Kname and Nora and Mita Shantarsiyim have in common, which they do not share with what? With Kana Shal Sayot. That's the question. That's a critical question. Tremendous question. You think about it? Shot. Okay, so let's go a little bit back. We'll come back. Says the Gemara, Inu the Amar ki Aitana the Tanya. Abba Rabuna, or like I'm Shimon. We'll see soon. What has the price to go? The Tanya Malavno Samito Cross Samito Levochim Shel Skibis. What's this? So ever see sometimes on a bed, we have even to this day, like, what's the word for it in English? Kind of cat. Sometimes tables have it. Sometimes, you know, they shouldn't even make noise or make a hole in the floor. They exist to this day. No? Did you ever saw anything? What's the word? Cat? Okay, we'll call it a cat for the moment. So if you put the Malavnos Amita, right? What? Levavich of Skibis, eight cotton, commit dash, and talking of the catch the car, Listera, to all of Moshe Chachates, something with shooting arrows. Okay? So you shouldn't do it on Shabbos. If you did it, Potter Aval Osor. Okay? Then it says, Velo Yitka. The Yiptocha Chayav Chatzis of Rashi, for Chozek, as they say the Shekorin, finds. These are words that I don't know the Hebrew from. Barak is saying, Grizim. Wedges. I don't know the word for Grizim. I'm on a little pot. Okay? Grizim. Pot. Rash Bagomem, by a roughly mutter. obviously, the case they were talking about, the original shot of Yishol Tassim, was Rafui. The Tosfos Akasha. If it's Rafui, so why do Rav and Shmuel talk about being Chayav Chatas? How can this not going to be? These are Tosfos quickly. Rav Shimon and Galil Amay and Mayer Rafui Mutter, Leal Nami Mayer Rafui. Koshek Tzad. Maybe Pligi Kuya Hai, the Mayer Chayav Chatas. Mar Shori, Yatil Lechatchila. So the Kivek is to have a case. Yoda ain't been in the steering of the Caleb. No, Tikshon Rav Yehuda HaKbrais of the Lech HaTana the Mechayim Chatz. It's not an Ochi Kama Leil. Or Rav Shmuel Dabit Tavayo Amal Levita Shad Asiyah Mishav HaKayim Chatz Kishe Ein O Rafoi! It came to Rafoi and Smar Lach Lachatila Asher Kixera. That's what it is. That's a nice shot of toast. It solves a lot of problems. Okay. That's the Gemara Rebels. So Rafoi is a very big Yisod. Right now, how do you define it? I need to find. So the Shulchan Aruch, let's open first the Shulchan Aruch, then our Simon will call it. Simon Shin Yud Gimel Simbo. See what he says. Then we'll see another instance where this is found. In Simbo, the Shulchan Aruch says, Meet the Shel Prokim, also the Amthiril Adka, Tokachai Akats, and the Refuya Mutal Echapila. Whoa! Sounds like there's three levels. Right? Three levels. The middle level is also the Amthiril. The highest level, and the lowest level is roughly what the Chachila. That's the Torah sheet, the three levels. Three levels. The Ramayah had two words. The Midarka Liyos Rafuya. Not enough that you do a Rafuya. Oh, no, no way. The Midarka Liyos Rafuya. Presumably, you're doing a Rafuya, the Gzera. The Midarka Liyos Rafuya, but Yagavna, low Gazru. Got it straight? As a state Ramayah. So let's look back for a minute to Shin Ches, Rabbi Osai, Sim Tezai. Shin Ches told you about books, it was not only our Simon, but it gets connected over here. Sim Tezai is the Rabbi. Talk about something fell out, a leg fell out of a bench. The Mukta, the non-Mukta. Well, in some cases, Mukta, Elim, Ken, Yoshev, Olea, Kach, Pamach, is called on Shabbos. He's sitting there before Shabbos without the leg. He's sitting in the three-legged chair, somehow or other. And I do that exactly. You lean on the side, you only sit there. Sheepish, it's very sheepish. Okay. We got Osir, La Haknis, Haregel, Lashon, Mishon, Binyan. No, that's what we're doing. Halacha of Binyan got stuck in Shin Ches. What is it talking about? Alright? Says the Bir Halacha. I'm the Mishnah Brura. Mashakanta, Afilu Imloyin Kehenna. Even if you don't, if you're not okay, it's still awesome at the Rabbanah. Mashakanta, the Stam Ragla, has have solid dark, and Leos Mudokin, who be based Yartis, and the Chitin Gimel. Okay, din ze shei beitzi le mishnah brura shei nadom an avrom lo briru la ni yastaiti kol kach. What did the nadom an avrom say? Take a look in the mishnah brura over here. It's cut nine days. What does he say? Oz lach me tain af yulim lo yitkenet b'chozik b'shim shkashash Hashem ha'asa dit kola the star rag me asav stolen dakali is mudokin v'chashil is there. Fine. Cut the nadom an avrom. Derech ha-regel liyos lo'olam rofi etzlo! Mutalach nisa v'rifyon v'ayim v'yir alacha because of the rofi mamish and the rofi v'lo rofi osim. So there are those others in between categories called the hudok. Rofi v'lo rofi, the middle category we have shinigil, we just saw that at osim and the rabbonim. So what's the key word? Etzlo! This fella has his habit of keeping the leg of the bench roughly. There's not the tight connection. Back to your love. Who says true? We know that the Talia Ba'odam says it's low. So too, if you've been using it loose for the last 30 days, presumably there's also no Xeira, as we saw. Kabosai, this happened in my house. In my house. I thought it was Butta, but I think it was made on Shabbos too. I don't remember. Someone that was in the house. house will remind me what happened. In my house, the funny thing happened. The front door, a little bit of the yeshivish house, the front door, there's a regular doorknob. You pull on it, it'll come out. The seder. Come out. It's going on for who knows how long. Keep coming out. Machas, b'li regel, shuvah yitka.